Newt Gingrich went to the mountain today, the Manhattan mountain of Trump Tower, that is, to meet with the self-proclaimed Republican rainmaker Donald Trump. They came out. Gingrich called Trump a genuine American icon, but Trump made no endorsement. Why would he? Trump hopes to moderate an upcoming debate with Republican presidential candidates, and he's still hinting he might be one. But will an endorsement even matter? Polls in Iowa, a Republican's caucus on January 3rd, do show Newt Gingrich with a wide lead over Ron Paul. Mitt Romney has tumbled to third. But is there a no-Newt movement afoot? Here's Oklahoma Republican Senator Tom Coburn yesterday on Fox News Sunday.
I'm not inclined to be a supporter of Newt Gingrich's, having served under him for 4 years and experienced personally his leadership.
Why is that?
Because I found it lacking oftentimes.
Ouch. Let's start with a quick political roundup with Time Magazine's J. Newton Small. Jay, you know, you could say with friends like that. And last year, Coburn said Gingrich is the last person I'd vote for president. And this was before all the recent revelations about, you know, Newt Gingrich consulting for a housing agency or, you know, reminding people that he agreed with Nancy Pelosi on global warming. So this is about the 1990s and Gingrich's leadership. What's going on?
Well, there's a lot of, I mean, people seem to forget that, you know, that Newt Gingrich isn't this sort of outsider Tea Party politician. He's been in and around Washington for more than 30 years. And not only did he lead the 1994 Republican Revolution, but there was also an attempted coup against him. He was that unpopular. And there's a lot of sort of, you know, politicians in Washington who remember that time not with particularly happy feelings.
Well, because as Politico writes today, he led the push for Bill Clinton's impeachment even as he carried on his own extramarital affair. He spearheaded the, you know, budget showdown, but led to the government shutdown and, you know, resurgence of Bill Clinton's popularity. And he was irritating. This is the quote from Republicans.
It's true. It's, I mean, this has always been the thing with Newt. But then Newt also plays this up, right? Newt also uses this to his advantage, saying, well, they, you know, the Beltway establishment never liked me. They didn't like me when I tried to reform Washington last time. I was too ahead of my time. I was too bold, too brash. I had too many big ideas. That's why they don't like me. And he uses this to his advantage. He plays with it on the campaign trail with the Tea Party. So to a certain extent, the establishment coming out against him actually really does help him in this sort of anti-establishment atmosphere.
Well, and Barney Frank, who just announced he's not running again, the Democrat, may be helping with that because he excoriated Newt Gingrich on ABC this weekend, calling him the Wizard of Oz, saying there's nothing there. But, you know, this is pretty remarkable. Both Herman Cain and Newt Gingrich were criticized for casting book tours as presidential campaigns. Mm-hmm. Then they both had these meteoric rises, and they don't have a campaign on the ground. What is happening for Newt Gingrich, given that, you know, he really didn't have a campaign on the ground just in case he did as well as he is doing?
Well, I mean, to be fair, Newt had no money to have a campaign on the ground. If you remember, his entire campaign staff virtually quit, you know, last summer. And so he's been pretty much, I mean, almost a one-man operation. There's been a couple staffers, but it's been really small since he had no money until he started rising in the polls. And really, he's based this entire rise off of sort of debate performances. I think Newt is now finally investing in staff, much like Herman Cain was, and trying to run a much more traditional campaign, where he's going to be, you know, campaigning in Iowa and New Hampshire. And the thing that was puzzling about Cain is that even when he got some money, he didn't really invest in staff, didn't really spend any time in the traditional first primary states, and sort of kept going with this odd book tour to, like, places like Tennessee and Oklahoma, you know what I mean, and, like, Ohio, where they're not really voting, you know?
Well, meanwhile, the former frontrunner, Mitt Romney, has been trying to point out that Newt Gingrich is not the outsider he says he is. You say people forget that. Romney's trying to remind them. But a new ad, let's just listen to a couple of seconds. A new ad is reminding people that Romney's been around since 1994. Listen.
We interrupt this program for an ESPN special report.
One of America's
and
most
you see,
famous
you know, the O.J. Simpson car chase. You hear other things from 1994. Jay Newton Small, are both of these men going to be, you know, exposed as longtime politicians?
I think the only thing in this field, there really isn't, I mean, a new fresh face, except for Herman Cain. Maybe Michelle Bachmann, you could argue she's only been in Congress for 5 years, but everybody else, Rick Santorum was in the Senate for years. I mean, it's been decades he's been in and around Washington. He actually lives in Washington or just outside of it in Northern Virginia. I mean, almost all of these characters are not really fresh faces to politics as much as they try to portray themselves as the kind of newcomer. And that's really just trying to appeal to the moment of the time in the current electorate sort of mood.
Well, we'll see which of the faces stays around. Time political reporter Jay Newton-Small, thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.